Janine Jansen is a Dutch violinist who got an awful lot of attention in 2005 with her recording of Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. It became one of the best-selling albums on iTunes. Since that time, her career has only grown. Janine Jansen recently visited New York, and Jeff London has this profile.
Janine Jansen is tall and fine-boned, with piercing blue eyes and a girl-next-door kind of openness. But when she picks up her 1727 Stradivarius, she takes no prisoners.
Like everybody who hears her or sees her play, I mean, you fall in love.
Swiss composer Richard Dubignon has written several pieces for Jansen, including this violin concerto.
She has a great honesty and on top of her beauty, naturally. And you feel it. She's completely dedicated to her instrument and to music. She serves music like 200%. There is no fuss, there is no ego. It's just complete dedication and gift.
Jansen grew up in a musical family in Holland and picked up the violin when she was six. She says she played chamber music with her parents and older brothers all the time.
It's so important, I think, that you do that from a young age and you learn to communicate through music, listen to each other, react to each other, just be, you know, aware of everything.
By the time Jansen was 15, she played solo on the stage of the famous Concertgebouw in Amsterdam. In her early 20s, she embarked on an international career and was signed by Decca Records. But her big break came when she recorded Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, and it became a sensation on iTunes.
It was for me also very, very strange because I didn't even know so much about iTunes. I had never downloaded the thing in my life, you know.
The album sold more downloads than physical CDs and brought her an audience that extended beyond classical music fans.
From the comments, you could kind of get that they had never heard, for instance, a harpsichord in their life before. And this is, in a way, really great that they react so positive to something new to them.
But classical critics, like the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns, took notice too.
I love her technique. I love the fact that there's none of that, you know, syrupy faking or anything like that. But more than that, I love the fact that she is not only willing to sort of show us who she is, but she's able to, because the technique is so precise.
Jansen has recorded many of the standard violin concertos, Tchaikovsky, Mendelssohn, Beethoven, but she's also recorded lesser-known repertoire like Benjamin Britten's Violin Concerto, which premiered in 1940. She first played it over 10 years ago with the City of Birmingham Orchestra in England.
They came up to me afterwards saying, "My God, thank you for bringing this piece to us again. We haven't played it for 25 years. And then you think, "My God, Benjamin Britten, it's like the British composer, and they haven't played it. Me as a Dutch person is coming to bring it to them again." So then I really started to fight for this piece because I loved it so much. So I drove people nuts wherever I would be asked to come and play. Britten, Britten, Britten.
Jansen played Britten's Violin Concerto with the New York Philharmonic just last week. Paavo Järvi conducted, and he says even when she plays with an orchestra, Jansen approaches the music like a chamber musician.
It is such a wonderful quality, and it's a rare quality, because very often soloists sort of stand there and do their thing, and everybody else have to basically accompany. With her, it's always a give and take, and it's always flexibility. It's never business as usual.
Janssen plays about 140 concerts a year and makes sure there's plenty of room for more intimate music making. She's artistic director of an annual chamber music festival in her hometown of Utrecht. And Janssen's new album, Bossoir, is her first recital disc.
I wanted to have the French repertoire because I love especially the sonatas by Debussy, Ravel. The Messiaen Theme Variation is one of my most favorite pieces since I was young.
The French repertoire allows her to show off all the colors in her Stradivarius, which for a while was owned by the French ambassador to Italy.
I am incredibly happy with it. I've been playing it for 11 years. It's on loan by a Dutch foundation, and I can play it as long as I play concerts.
Which one assumes will be for a very long time. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.